Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. You guys should do it. Go ahead. You do it.
As in like the a cappella. Jing, 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 jing,
jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, jing, live from Raleigh,
North Carolina,
and somewhere outside of Boston,
and LA.
And
where the policemen drive
every day.
Oh man, hello everybody, welcome.
We're fighting for LA.
The original crew is all back together. Since the last time all of us.
Did you actually record that intro?
Yes. I did. That's our intro.
Yes.
I can see the review now. They can't even get through their intro without making a mistake. That's an actual review on the Married Man Show.
That guy from LA is really boring.
He is. So only, awful. If only I can't understand him through his accent.
Bagels.
It's not you.
Welcome,
it's me.
Guys. It's good to have the band back together.
Exactly. Man. Yeah.
I quit, Mr. White.
I quit. What you drinking there, Jay?
A little Macallan 12.
Ew, Macallan 12 here, Scotch.
Single malts.
Single malts, yeah. We don't want any of that blended stuff, no. Yeah.
I'm not some peasant, okay?
That's just crazy.
The swill.
I went to the ABC store yesterday. Because I was out of the ABC booze. For those
alcohol, beer, and Chardonnay. That's what they got at the ABC store.
Is that what it stands for?
No.
No.
It's alcoholic beverage
consumption.
The C is something, but it's a state-controlled store that sells liquor. A
monopoly.
Each state has different rules. California seems to be the only one where they don't care. Just about everywhere else there's rules.
Hey, we're in California. You just drink.
Yeah.
It does trip you out though, like when you go into the grocery store and you see a whole section just packed full of liquor and wine, and you're like, what the
Well, because even in you would think North Carolina is probably the strictest, but no, you can still get wine and beer at a grocery store. You can't get wine in New York at a grocery store. You have to go to like a wine and liquor store.
Right.
So they're all different.
Well, five years ago, it was the same thing here.
Yeah. It's all those, especially
now,
the New
and
England.
Now you can legally smoke pot.
Yeah, that's right.
With the blue, what they call blue laws, something like that. New England.
Blue ball laws. There was actually a whole group of laws at one time. Like you couldn't get a tattoo in Massachusetts. You couldn't get alcohol, beer, or liquor on a Sunday.
How long was it you couldn't get a tattoo in Massachusetts?
That was up until maybe about, I think it was like 5 to 10 years ago. So all those laws got rescinded or removed all at the same time. So we can now.
What are they worried about? Bad needles? I mean, what was the.
It says, you remember how Massachusetts was founded? It was founded by the Puritans, a bunch of boring
people.
Boring-ass. So that's why.
Pot now.
Because that's why Rhode Island was so free. Because the guy that founded Rhode Island was just like, "Screw you, Puritans! I'm going to make my own little colony over here."
Yeah, in fact, it's the most corrupt state in the continental U.S.
Yeah, well, it was originally his own property. The entire area of Rhode Island was his, and that's just crazy. I think someone.
Where's your property go to? All the way.
All the way. All these little islands here.
We're getting Rhode Island is kind. It's tiny. It's not big.
Yeah.
Well, it's but still fantastic strip clubs.
But for one guy to own it, that's a pretty big deal.
So back then,
I think we touched upon this back on the Merry Band show. But talking about blue laws, there was a crazy law in Rhode Island that was in effect up until I want to say like 5 years ago, right before Jay got married. How long have you been married, Jay?
6 years.
Yeah. So okay. So it was well before that, actually. So before Jay got married, this law went into effect, where in the state of Rhode Island, prostitution was legal up until I want you.
If it was under a roof.
Yeah, if it was
right now, I remember this conversation.
If it was under a roof, so now, I actually went.
What if you were in a tent?
It's fine, technically. So I went to a bachelor party in Rhode Island, not Jay's.
Oh, right.
As a prerequisite of the story, it was my buddy Adam's bachelor party, and you know, I definitely told the story before, but you know, we had this group of guys that was there, and there's this one doofus guy, he's like the guy who just was the ugliest friend you had. Nice guy, socially awkward, completely awkward looking, and
is he a one hot dog kind of guy?
He's even more awkward than that, to be very honest with you.
So he's the grenade in the group?
Yeah, exactly. So needless to say, in the entire 4 years I knew this guy, I never so much as saw him sit next to a woman, let alone date or fornicate. So fast forward a bunch of years, and we're at my buddy's bachelor party, and I see him getting a lap dance from, quite honestly, one of the most beautiful women I've seen in person and naked. she was like strikingly beautiful, like unbelievably beautiful. And he just disappears for like an hour, and we're like, what the hell? And he comes back, and he's just got like on his goofy face and his goofy way, he's got this shit eaten grin on his face, comes back from who knows the depths of this, this building. I'm not quite sure where. And he didn't say anything for like 25 minutes. And so we pulled it out of him. He totally, totally banged a stripper. it's actually unclear whether or not he received a blowjob or if he actually banged a stripper. Can I say that in the podcast? Well, I just did. So anyways.
Welcome back, everybody.
Can you get that on Amazon.com or jjack.com/Amazon?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, did you find out what the cost was?
It was ridiculous. So whatever services he had, I think were like $500. They charge you to buy one of their condoms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an additional $300-$400, like something stupid. But
it's like a Ticketmaster ticket fee. Like you think the ticket's one price, and then there's a ticket fee. It's like, oh
yeah, that's
convenience fees, the handling, and the surcharge.
So he should have asked you. Are you on Groupon?
So we had none of us really knew about like this weird law. So he gets back, we're like, what the fuck? And I actually end up getting, someone bought me a lap dance that night because we're a part of a bachelor party, and an attractive woman, nowhere near as attractive as the one that our buddy was with, gave me a lap dance. And this is how it worked. It was totally weird. And for the record, I've told my wife this. She knows, so I'm in the clear. So you get into this little room where they give you a lap dance, and the second they close the curtain, you get a verbal menu of what you want. And I was like, I'm sorry. No one has actually ever said those words to me before. Could you repeat that whole list for me one more time? It was not. I did not partake, but let's just say it was a no holds barred, and no hole left unturned was your option. And that was actually, that was what was going on. And it was actually so like interesting. Like I had no like vision of this before going down that bachelor party. And the very next morning we're in the hotel lobby, and the headlines of the newspaper in Rhode Island, the Providence Journal, was that state Senate or whatever, blah, 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 is overturning old blue laws, blah, 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 to eliminate prostitution. So it was actually like in legislature as we were sitting in this place. Totally weird, but hey, man, Rhode Island.
You still see that goofy friend?
No.
No?
I'm going to find a picture of him just so you guys can see. And no, I'm not going to put it on the Facebook group.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can't top that story, but like, I think, because I remember what we talked about after that, I was talking about the Tennessee law where they had revoked that one like 2005, four or five, because like up until that point, if you had more than 12 or 20 women that were residing under one house, it was considered a brothel in the state. And I remember they got rid of that because I remember because there was no such thing as sorority houses in the state of Tennessee because of that law. And then they got
started orphanage.
Well, I think they had to be women above adults. 18. Yeah, women adults. Yeah, above 18.
Oh, so the story that I was getting to about the ABC store that we just
diverged into
strippers are more interesting.
That is true. That is fair.
Prostitution always gets people's attention.
But it does. It's a good seller. It's good. We should put that in the title.
Prostitution is always a good seller.
No, I got
eye catcher.
All right, we were recording a podcast yesterday, and we were totally out of booze. I was like, I'm not doing this without a drink. So, not that I don't enjoy top podcasting with you guys. So anyway, so I go and I get the Macallan, and then they have like a new display case there, and they have the Macallan 25 year. And then the guy that was working the register was trying to sell me on this Macallan 25 year, but the Macallan 25 year is $1,300 for a bottle. And I was like,
did you buy two of them?
No, I was just like,
that's at the ABC store.
Yeah.
I've seen people go in the ABC store. There's no way people going in there to buy 1,300 bottles of.
Well, it's the only place you can buy it, like the you know, the expensive bottles of scotch or whatever. So, I was just like, holy crap! So for a difference of what 13 years, like, is it really, you know, the extra $1,000 or whatever for this bottle? Is it worth it?
What's the markup on that?
Yeah, is it one of those like in those back rooms that are like high on the shelf in a wooden locked room?
Just like they had it kind of near there. They have a big glass case, and in the glass case they had all of the really special bottles of booze. So, you know, they had the Johnny Walker Blue, the Macallan 25, you know, the expensive stuff. But anyway, I thought it was interesting.
So you didn't buy it?
What
was the bottle you paid for? How much did that cost?
12 is like $60-something.
Still, it's pretty expensive.
But if you think about it, like a Jack Daniels, the same size here is like almost $30. So for two Jack Daniels, I get a really good bottle of scotch. So it's 12 years. It's been aged for 12 years before it touches my tongue.
I aged for 12 years before I got into that bottle.
Anyway.
So if you'd like to be a patron.
Come on over
and contribute to Jay's drinking habits and Boston's
third party
exactly.
It's like a McCallum. I don't drink it all the time. It's like a special, you know, an every now and then drink.
Oh, so it's a since you're with us, it's a special occasion.
Yeah, well, that and I'm a single father tonight. Colleen is out of town today, so I figured tonight was a night to toast. That's what I say, to myself.
That, Jay has a 3-year-old. He needs to drink. Come on, he needs the money.
But anyway, hey Jack, did you watch The Kingsman? Did you watch it?
I'm watching The Ozark.
How is that?
It's excellent.
Is it?
So you actually took CJ's recommendation.
Was it CJ's?
I think it was.
Anyway, I saw people talking about it. It's an original show on Netflix. Stars Jason Bateman. I want to call him.
Is he the bad guy in it or something like that?
I can never take Jason Bateman as a bad guy. I just constantly see Teen Wolf too.
He's not really a bad guy in this, I guess, but he's doing bad things.
Okay.
And it's Laura Linney's his wife, and a bunch of other people you've seen, but I don't know their names. But it's so far, I had to stop the third episode because I had to come record. But it had me on the first episode, the pilot.
Is it on Amazon or
Netflix?
Netflix.
Highly recommend it. Because I kept seeing that, you know, you go on Netflix, you see it's an Ozark with his picture, you know, Jason Bateman's picture, and you're like, oh, it's probably a comedy. No. It has some funny scenes, but it's not really a comedy.
Yeah.
He plays kind of a different character.
Okay. All right.
But I recommend it because I know Chris is looking for a show because I finished The West Wing.
I need a new show, and I'll be honest with you, I gave another show a shot because of Aaron Sorkin, who I absolutely love. I love his writing. I love his style of television. That was actually my first Aaron Sorkin series, was Newsroom.
Oh, okay.
But I've been listening to the West Wing podcast, the West Wing Weekly podcast, which is a great show, by the way. with heard, one of the cast
I heard,
members.
I heard one of them's arrogant. That's all.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, Josh Molina is just. He's a completely arrogant bastard, but that's kind of who he is. That's why he was in the show too. They often reference his first show that he did, which was another Aaron Sorkin series, and that was Sports Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I remember that show.
And I've heard such great things about Sports Night. And I decided, all right, I'm done with the West Wing. I love this style of writing. I love this style of show. I'll give it a shot. I watched the pilot, and I'm like, I want nothing to do with this show. it did not grab me at all. So then I was thinking about, I hear a lot about this animated show that I have not seen, but people can't stop talking about.
Rick and Morty?
It is Rick and Morty. Yes! So I watched the pilot of Rick and Morty. And I sat there after watching that 22-minute pilot pondering if what I just saw was the most messed up thing and worst TV show I've ever seen or the best damn cartoon I think I've ever seen.
Exactly.
And I am actually leaning towards the right on this one. I think Rick and Morty might be awesome.
And it gets better as it goes along. Like it's
well, what's it about?
So the concept of it was originally an animated short that was like Doc Brown and Marty and how kind of effed up that some young teenager was hanging out with this old, you know,
Marty!
Mad scientist.
Marty, come take down your pants.
And then they kind of took it, and then Dan Harmon from Community, and I can't remember the other actually that came with the idea, then turned it into this TV show. But it's basically this mad scientist and then his grandson. And then they kind of have these crazy adventures, but like it deals with like really heady stuff like existence and, you know, the meaning of life and all of these different things. And their parents, his daughter-in-law has like kind of a failing marriage, and it's a really, really well done show.
So it's an uplifting show. It sounds
like. Yeah. You know, Jay, it's funny you mentioned that the description of what it started off as, because I didn't know that first of all. So I kind of just went into it blind because all I've been hearing about is Rick and Morty. And the opening sequence to the show is absolutely a recreation of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And that's all I could think about. And it was kind of funny because he totally resembles Doc Brown ish yep. in a cartoon way. But that makes a lot of sense. It's an interesting show.
Does the other guy resemble Eric Stoltz?
No. he doesn't resemble either of them.
Okay.
Right. But heady stuff is right, that's for sure. I mean, I think the topics and the dialogue and the pilot were a little interesting. He definitely freezes a high school bully and shatters his body into millions of pieces.
Nice.
Which is kind of fun. Spoiler alert. Sorry, whatever. It's a cartoon.
What's on? Netflix, Hulu?
Comedy Central, but you can.
No, I think it's Adult Swim, but it's on Hulu.
Oh, is that right?
And the third season just the season two ended, and at the end of it, they had kind of a cliffhanger, and then they kind of this little bit saying, hey, we'll see you in like a year, maybe two. And it's been almost 2 years since the end of season two. And they came back with their first episode for season three, but they released it on April Fool's Day.
Oh. So
everybody was saying Rick and Morty's back. It was like, oh, it's April Fool's.
Oh, what a bunch of jerks.
So, but then they actually released it on April Fool's. And now it came back for the full season yesterday, the day before. But I would highly recommend it. It gets better as it goes along. Like it's a really, really good show.
And I think after mainlining political drama, I think I could use a little light content, if you will.
But it's not like there's some things where you're like, oh crap. Like,
well, The West Wing has comedy.
It does. It does. Anyway. So, I mean, I know you guys have seen me on Facebook and commenting on this and everything, but I have to give credit where credit is due live here on the Ramblecast. Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Oh, wow.
Getting me into watching The West Wing as it has reached my top three of all time favorite television shows.
What is the top three?
I'm
not going to make you do a top 10, but what's your
top three? My top three will be
Magnum P.I.
Number three, Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Number two, The West Wing. in number one still remains to be lost.
Nice.
That's better than Matt's top three list would have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Matt's three would have been like, I don't know, it would have been like Charles in Charge or Webster.
No, it would have to be a show where there's no women in.
Followed yeah, exactly. up by Just the Ten of Us, and probably
19 Kids and Counting.
Yeah, there you go. John and Kate plus eight. Just a little shout out to Cliff.
Cliff hates those days.
He truly does. Every time you mention it to him, he's like, fuck you. Oh, sorry.
Nick! Hey, hey! It's a family show. Should we talk about prostitution? But this is a family show.
I'd like to apologize for Nick. His words do not represent the views of
and
the
opinions
Ramblecast,
of the Ramblecast. And the JJ Network, broadly.
I didn't think I'd get it out. I thought Chris would interrupt me before I got the word out. So.
Well, you caught Chris off guard.
I did.
Can actually, Nick, can you share your Southwest joke?
Oh, sure.
I think there's enough, you know, innuendo where kids won't get it. So
the parts they don't get, I'll explain it to the kids.
No.
Okay. Here's the joke. So a kid, was about to board a Southwest flight. And he stopped the stewardess or flight attendant to ask her a question. And he said, so big birds have little birds, just like big lizards have little lizards. I noticed that the other big planes around here all have little planes, but Southwest. Why doesn't Southwest have any little planes? The flight attendant looked at him and responded, because our big planes always pull out on time.
That's good.
So what they're trying to say, kids, is that Southwest is never late.
Works on so many levels. Anyway. Boston, what are you making over there? You're like making some concoction.
No, I'm not doing anything special other than I was just doing
filling up
a little surgery on a new coil. But thanks for drawing attention to it, Jay.
It did look like you were kind of
like you're fiddling with something.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Something little.
So people who may have seen the live shows of Ramblecast or Married Man, you don't hear me do it because I usually put myself on mute. But I do, and I do vape, and I am a vapor, if you want to call it that. But I take enjoyment in actually the art of creating my own coils
What different flavors do you? I know there's different flavors.
Yeah, there's tons of them. So I don't even know what the hell they are. I'm choosing between two, which one I'm going to use right now. I'm not quite sure. This one is like a strawberry-ish type of thing, and this one is a completely different flavor. I'm not quite sure. I haven't figured it out. But I usually get whatever's cheap
you would buy the 1300 bottle of vapor.
No, but Jack, I will say that the cotton that I use when I do vape, which you can get at jandjack.com/Amazon, is called
cotton bacon.
Nice. Nice. I like it. Should have brought that up. You know how people vape? It would have been a landslide. You can't vape with cheese. I mean,
it's just it's a fancy brand name for organic cotton that is nice.
Well, there you go.
I got another joke if you guys want to hear it.
I would love to hear it, dude.
Okay.
Well, is it another dirty joke?
It is dirty, but it's still clean enough to be told. So a mom and a dad decide to go to a nude beach, and they decide to bring their kid along because he's young enough to not really understand what's going on. And as they get out there on the beach, the kid starts looking at everybody on the beach. He says, Mommy, how come that woman's boobs are so much bigger than yours? And she said, oh, son, don't worry about that. She goes, the bigger they are, the dumber they are. And he goes, oh, okay. And so he starts playing on the sand and, you know, and about. And then he goes, Mommy, how come those men over there, their things are much bigger than dad's? And she goes, oh, don't worry about that, son. The longer they are, the dumber they are. And he goes, okay, well, I was just noticing because Daddy's over there talking to that really dumb woman, and he keeps getting dumber by the minute.
That's a good one, Nick.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Was it today? I read the largest penis in the world now is like 19 inches or something like that.
Jesus. He did say,
and I have for kids playing at home, I'm sorry I had to say that, but it, I guess he said he has trouble finding his girlfriend left him because she just couldn't.
Yeah, of course not. You can't even have normal sex at that point.
Honestly,
that would be annoying to masturbate, let alone have sex. Just like, I think I would get really bored and or super tired.
Just the tip of the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Just the tip. That's like three times the size of my penis.
Oh man. Yeah, I saw that today. I think it was 19 and a quarter 19, or something like that.
Dang.
Dude,
that hurt me. That hurts me.
I mean, you can't ride a bike with shorts. Gets caught in the chain. I mean, that's just a nasty thing. I mean, that's
God, just think about it. That's almost like two rulers, not two rulers, but like a ruler and a half.
You know what's funny about it? Like when your grandparents or anyone in your family dies and you go through all their crap after gone.
That is the best time I have.
It's because you really see who these people are. You thought they were this person their entire lives. And you're like, holy cow, like Jay was a raging, you know, pervert or whatever. My grandfather had
No browsing history.
Yeah, you all. That's the way, yeah. But my grandfather had all, because he grew up, he was born in 1917 or 1915, something like that. And when he passed, he had like a whole drawer, not porn. It was just all this knickknacks, but like perverted knickknacks, and it was the weirdest thing, because I remember he had a ruler, because you said that's what made me think of it. It was a ruler, and it was, and to look at it, it was just a ruler, but then he flipped it over and it had like Peter meter written on it, and it had like what you would call your penis for every inch that it could go down the ruler. And I was like, what the heck is this?
Let's warn Zach now that when I died, he's gonna be pretty bored.
Yeah. Nah, but Chris, like, you know, the show I was recommending to you was Coupling, which is a BBC show that Stephen Moffat wrote from 2000 to 2004, and there's one episode of that too where I think it's episode 2 probably of season 1.
They measure their penises?
No, they don't measure their penises, but so the main girl is trying to date the main guy, but before you know that, the main people, and she works as one of like the Joey character of the show. And she's like, so, tell me about
Joey, as in Friends, Joey?
As in Friends, yeah. He's okay. The goofy, you know, goofy kind of guy. And she goes, so tell me about Steve. Like, and she goes, are you close with him? He goes, are we close? We're porn buddies. And she goes, what? Porn buddies? You need to explain that. You know? And he goes, oh, okay. And then, of course, this is before internet really exploded. But he goes, long ago, Steve and I exchanged house keys, and he leaves it at that. And she goes, keep going. You know? And she goes, okay, in the event of one of our premature death, we've agreed to clear out all of our porn before our parents arrived to find it. And she goes, isn't that a bit, you know, sick? And she goes, well, he goes, you have to think about it. You're sad because your best friend just died, but there's a bright side.
Is it really that important, though, once you die, that you what you left behind matters?
Well, I mean,
unless it's a string of dead bodies. I mean, does it really?
Yeah, but like, what if you had like a whole closet just full of porn or something? Yeah. I mean, or just
everyone's toys. Everyone has to have a hobby. Right? does it matter to the person that died?
Well, I guess no, because you're dead. Who cares? You know.
But you know, it's like, it's always those things you hear, like, you know, like Reverend Smith. He was such an honorable man. But did you know that after he died, they, you know, like all the stuff.
He had a secret family.
Yeah, exactly.
Three of them.
Which really, for any people that have like secret families, like how much money do you have to have like sub separate revenue streams?
Not only that,
where you can like keep another family. Like it's hard enough just keeping my own family. How do you?
And why do you want a secret family?
I don't know. There's just one's not enough.
No, I think
come on, one family is hard enough to deal with.
I think it's the guilt. I think it's the guilt. You know, like people who do that, it's the people who get married so young and they have a family, and then they're like, "Oh, I've been with this woman for so long, I can't just let her go and have the kids to raise." And then they meet someone else at work or out at TGI Fridays or something, and they're like, "Hey,
where someone dies and they go find a bunch of porn together."
Yeah, why not? Like, hey, does that turn you on? Turns me on. Come on.
I don't know. I just the web of lies.
No, I get it. Like, but I'm just saying, like, actually keeping a separate family for an extended period of time, that's a lot of work. That's just a lot of work.
Well, like you said, and a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, some people really like that mystery and that ideal of getting caught. I knew a couple of girls that, not from my own experience, but I had one friend, his girlfriend got off on other people hearing her have sex.
Oh, yeah, dude, I knew.
it's cuckolding, right?
Well, that's if you're like forced your lover to
forced
watch.
To watch.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. This was a 6-bedroom apartment that was like a 2-level one and then a big open living room. So all the rooms were surrounding the living room, and they had like the upstairs one, and they would do it all the time. They would go up there, and she would just, I mean, she was a screamer. And that's what she got off on, was that she knew that people were hearing her.
Dude, it's so funny you mentioned that. That actually came up in conversation recently because there was one of those girls in my dorm. And let's just say that everybody on our floor was right along with her experiencing all of her firsts of college. And it's funny because she had no shame and she would actually joke about it with people afterwards. But when I tell you, we all know the first time she did everything to the point now where her Facebook feed as a married mother pops up on my feed every once in a while whenever this individual posts something.
Anytime she has sex?
No, but every time anything she posts a picture of her and her family, I'm like, I know the first time you had anal sex and you were not quiet about it. And dude, every time it's the first thing I think of every time she posts something on Facebook. Aww.
Well, I mean, I gotta imagine it's like in this Massachusetts accent, you know, it's like.
Oh, and
the funny thing is, that's Minnesota, Jack. But okay.
she actually does have a very thick Boston accent. I am going to find
Hada.
Yeah, that was a Ted joke, wasn't it? It was like, come on, you can't marry that girl from Boston. He'd be like, oh yeah, give
Tammy
it to
Lynn,
me.
Tammy Lynn, Tommy, yeah. hang on. I need to find her picture.
Maybe she's a listener.
Oh God, I hope not.
But I remember, like, I mean, sometimes you really, I mean, I don't know you guys got married all early, but like, when you meet like a freaky independent woman like that, cause that same girl, I remember that she was sitting right next to her boyfriend one night. And she was wearing this little pink dress. And I remember her looking at me because I was sitting right across from her. And she just spread her legs. Was like, just show me what her mama gave her. Like, I was like, man, she did it on purpose. Like, she made eye contact with me and was like, just spread them. Like, what do you think of that? You know, and I was just like, he's sitting right there. Like, you know. But that's what I mean. Like, it's the thrill of he could get mad. Because I'm showing you what I shouldn't be showing you right now, mm-hmm. You know, and so it's
or maybe
just like,
maybe they have an open relationship and this is, you know, something they agree to. You never know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I just things like that. You remember when you're 21, 20, whatever, how old I was, going like, they don't do this in my hometown. Like,
that's safe for the big city.
Yeah. This should have been an After Dark podcast already.
Right, we have not. I don't think we've crossed. We've been pushing the line. But
I'm not the one who dropped an F-bomb.
That's true.
All right, well, let's move on to some safer pastures. So this weekend saw The Kingsman, The Secret Service, and it was a fantastic movie. It's been around a little while now, a couple years maybe. Watch it because the new movie is coming out in a month or so. But Colleen and I watched it this weekend, and it was fantastic. It was really, really good. Great action, directed by Matthew Vaughn, who did Kick-Ass. And I think X-Men First Class.
Can you say Kick-Ass on the podcast?
It's the title of the movie. So I think
okay, all right.
But
this was your first viewing of it?
First time seeing it, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was – because it was like – it's a tough one to understand. Like, you look at it like, okay. It's not top of mind to go see this movie.
It didn't do well in the theaters, did it?
I think so. I think it did well enough because they're making a sequel.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming out.
Well, they made Mall Cop 2 or whatever it is with with Kevin. But,
people saw that movie, right?
Yeah. I saw the first one and immediately regretted it.
So. We rented it and I said, okay, I think we stopped about halfway. I can't take anymore. This is bad.
So let's see. It did. So it's a budget of $94 million. It made $414 million at the box office. So it did well enough. But yeah,
what did Mall Cop 2 make just for?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. You're making me have that on my internet history. I'm not on my porn browser.
So when Jay dies, like 40. Why did he look up Mall Cop 2?
Yeah. Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. It's
Paul Blart. Oh, that made it. Yeah, it was
better. Oh, my God.
You didn't know Jay had that bear fetish?
Hold on. So it $40 million budget, it made $107 million at the box office.
How is that possible?
Because this country is dumb.
They elected Donald Trump, so not saying that all those people are dumb.
The movie is called Mall Cop. It's a movie called Mall Cop. Like,
well, it could have been funny, but it just wasn't.
The first one had a budget of $26 million and made $183 million.
I could have made that movie with $50.
The thing is, it's an Adam Sandler movie, like produced movie. Like that man, since Happy Gilmore has not made a good movie, maybe Big Daddy, but he still makes a crap ton of money every time.
Because he knows actually how to.
Wedding Singer.
Oh yeah,
which is okay. Yeah, but you're right. Like Big Daddy somewhere in there. But you know, the best movie that his production company has made is one he didn't star in was the video game one, Grandma's Boy. I mean, that's just a straight stoner movie, but it's okay. It's worth a watch.
I guess
I'm the only one who saw it.
We're seeing a stoner movie right now in Chris's video. It's just this full of smoke.
I just I don't hate Kevin James, but I don't get the.
Well, he had Mall Cop 2. He also has King of Queens Part 2 on his new show.
Well, yeah, because he
brought back.
the woman that played the actress who played his wife, they're killing off.
Yeah, and then they're bringing in his wife from King of Queens.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
It's basically the same show, I guess.
Yeah.
But I don't know why she got kicked off because she complained about something, right?
No, I think I don't know. I'm not there. But from what I understand, the one that plays the wife like kind of forced her out and like I don't know.
Mr. Carosi's daughter?
You know, we have a friend that works with her.
We do?
We do?
Yes.
Jana?
No. I don't want to say the name, but
Cliff.
And he says she's not fun.
It's well known that she's not a very nice person.
The lead actress that they're writing off.
No.
Leah Remini?
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's Mr. Carosi's daughter from the beach season of.
I know people. She's also in Cheers.
No.
Yes, she's what's her name's daughter?
She must have been a youngin. Yeah.
Well, she's 72 years old now, I think.
Wait, we're not talking about the wrong same person.
Oh, we're talking about someone else.
No. I'm making a joke.
Okay.
Oh, okay. No, I think she was Carla's daughter on Cheers.
Wow.
Really?
I can see that though because they're both Italian.
You can look it up. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I'm looking it up right now.
I'm surprised Nick doesn't pronounce it Italian. I'm surprised.
Italian, you Italians,
you Italian people,
Italian.
Well, she used to be
Italian.
She used to be in Scientology, right?
Yeah, that's why she's kind of gotten back popularity because of her show of like of showing the horrors or whatever of Scientology.
So she's not a nice person, is what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know. I just, from what I've been told, is that she's very difficult and controlling. Oh, yeah. And
Serafina Tortelli.
Serafina Tortelli.
What every time
why do people question me? I don't know.
Did you say Italian? It reminded me of that. I don't know if you guys ever saw that old SNL bit where it's Adam Sandler and Chris Farley, and they're out cruising around their Camaro, you know, and he's like talking about, he's like, so I'm out, you know, I can't do Adam Sandler, but he's like, you know, so I'm out riding around in my Camaro trying to pick up some chicks, right? And this guy walks up to me, he's like, oh, look at you and your IROC. You know what it stands for? Italian retard out cruising. <You know>? And I was like, ba-bam! They're just like going over the top New Yorker. It's awesome.
They were great together in SNL.
Rest in peace, Chris Farley.
I know, and I went. Best. Black Sheep was on the other day, and I hadn't watched it in years, and it's just like, man, because like, he was only like 32 or something like that when he died.
He wasn't very old.
Yeah,
man, it's my age. Oh my god. Yeah, like
what he does. What's it? He sings a song, "Lunch Lady."
Yeah, "Lunch Lady Land." And that's actually it's Adam Sandler's song, and then yeah, he was the lunch lady.
And he's just dancing, and Sandler can't keep a straight face. There's a couple of times where he plays a husband and wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where it's the old couple, and he's reading Zagat reviews.
Yes. Yeah. And Chris Farley keeps grabbing him and
or touching his leg and just kind of
I think my favorite one is the one where they go and they it's like a video short. They go to the pool.
Gay beer, right?
Yeah, gay
beer. Oh, yeah. It's like Schmidt's gay beer.
Yeah.
Schmidt's gay.
But now, it's funny. Now when they play it.
Awesome.
It's not the real Van Halen.
No, it's not. It's just like a generic. Yeah. They don't have the rights to.
But it ruins the whole bit.
Can I just say I'm sad that the Mooch's tenure was so short that we didn't get any SNL bits from it.
Oh, it can still be done.
It won't be as, I don't know. I feel like we're missing some good SNL material with the Mooch.
Funny is that John Favreau tweeted out, I think yesterday or today. I mean, it was probably today, right? He tweeted out today that technically his tenure did not yet start. So he hasn't officially started in role. So he's the first person in the White House administration to actually put in negative days.
Wow. Well, I felt bad because Colleen at her work, she has a Trump bingo card, and it's all the staff of the Trump. And basically, when they get fired, you mark a square for the bingo. And I was like, oh man, where was, you know, the Mooch? Sonia was like, well, we didn't have him because he was just only been there for 10 days and not there long enough to add to the card. So she did not get any X's for
and his wife left him after she just had a baby.
Well, because he decided to go to a Trump rally instead of being there for the kid being born.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure he had video. He probably hired someone to be. He's a billionaire, right?
I'm sure, or so he says, or so he tells us.
Hey, nurse, could you hold this camera? I gotta go to this Trump rally. Just tell her I was here. Just tell her I was here.
But anyway,
get a cardboard cutout of the Mooch and just put it there. I was there the whole time, honey. You know, it's funny though. You know, back in when my dad was, you know, we were being bored. It was okay for fathers not to be in the. Now you get divorced. You get kicked out.
Hey, yeah. I don't want to be. If I ever have a kid, I don't want to be in the room. Mm-mm.
You have to be there.
I told that story, didn't I? Like
No, wait a minute, Nick. You have to be there, or you're going to end up divorce.
No,
it's mandatory.
My brother-in-law was there. I'll never forget it. It was D-Day, which is a proper day for that. 2008, when my first nephew was born.
Wait, that wasn't D-Day.
My sister was, but it was June 6th. But she was in labor for 17 hours before they realized that the baby was just too big because she was almost a month past her due date.
Oh, they let her go that long? That's surprising.
Yeah, like, well, I don't know why, but they, yeah. And so she went and got in, oh, no, it was 2 weeks. It was something like that. But anyway, she went and got induced, and then she was in labor for 17 hours and nothing was going. They took an ultrasound, like, yeah, he's too big. So they did a C-section. And he was, you know, he was in the room with her the entire 17 hours, and he's like, I'm going to stay with you. And they put the curtain up, but, you know, they forget, yeah, that little bubble mirror right there, you know.
C-section is gruesome.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's like, I remember he walked out of that room paler than Jay and I will ever be in our lives.
I've been through two of them.
Yeah.
But well, it's basically like, you know, take out their intestines and kind of take everything out and then take out the baby.
It's funny, the first time I was, I think I've told this before, I wasn't as you know, because I know it was going to go. I, you know, I didn't know what I was going to see. I come walking in there. I go, oh.
But that, you don't have to look. You can just look at your wife or whatever.
Well, no, I did. You can't, well, no, you, it's like a train wreck. You cannot not look. You, it's like, I'm over here, honey. No, I'm just gotta. I got to keep staring at this because it's so. And, you know, they're doing the laser and the burning the skin, and you're like going, because that was when the first one I have where the doctor's got a force and he slips and punches the other doctor in the face.
And that's why they don't allow video cameras in the delivery room anymore, ladies and gentlemen.
I had the big old camera too. Can I get some light over here?
But who wants to watch that? Who really wants to watch that ever?
So, oh man, if she ever listens to this, she's going to kill me.
You're there for support.
I'll tell you, I was there in the delivery room when my daughter was born, and it was a long labor. It was probably about 5-6 hours long.
That's not that long. That's easy.
That's gas pay.
5 hours. Like, long, get out
that's
of
like,
here.
That's six, like having
five,
like
six have, hours long.
I've had bowel movements longer than that.
So we're in there, right? And you know, baby's born. We're all super excited. I was there for it. Like, I got to cut the cord, which I thought was, you know, totally rad. And
I never got to cut the cord. That was never an option.
And so they bring the baby over to the scale to make sure everything's cool and count the toes and everything. And I got to, you know, I cut the cord at the point. No, so I didn't cut the cord for right when she came out. So the doctors did that, but I did get to cut the cord when my daughter was on the table. So I got to do that. That was fantastic. And I was just in such like high emotion, excitement, and just like super happy. And I got to do all that. And I turned around. I'm like, honey. Oh! I turned around. And I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have looked. I just turned around and I saw what just occurred.
Oh, she shat herself.
Oh no! Well, just like there lots of things happen.
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of things that happen.
They deliver the placenta afterwards.
Yeah. So I turned around and like I was you. I've never had such a light switch of emotions and feelings in my entire life. From like literally the most proud and happy moment in my at the time 32 years of life, to instantaneously wanting to throw up. It was incredible and awful all at the same time. And once that kind of passed over, that was amazing. So yeah, if there's anybody out there listening, who's maybe in the future going through this,
don't look into the light,
be there, but don't be there.
Well, I will say, like, is there something about, because I've seen, because like in school you see like a childbirth and it was like, oh god, it's so gross. But when it's your own kid, it's amazing. Like I cried when I saw Zach's head coming out. I was like, oh my
hell
god,
yeah,
he's got my amazing head. Sorry, Colleen.
yeah, the same thing with me. Like, look, Jay and I both suffer from
large
huge domes. And my daughter definitely came along with that trait.
But I was amazing. So I get there's like this fear of it. Like I'm not going to be able to. But it's an amazing experience. It is traumatic, but it's also there's nothing. The creation, the birth of something that you created with another human is incredible. So
no question.
I will highly recommend being a part of that and engaging in that.
Oh yeah.
So in a sense, it's horror porn.
Well, I don't know about that, but
horror porn?
Horror porn.
Horror porn. I don't know. I wouldn't want I don't I'm not gonna use porn in the birth of my child.
Starring Jessica Lane and American Horror Story.
We take this beautiful thing, Nick, and make it really weird and awkward.
Yeah, it's a horror porn there.
That's what I do. Moment killer.
But even, yeah. Nick, I remember I was changing Zach's diaper when we were all in at Comic-Con, and Nick was like, if I have a child, I'm never going to change the diaper. I'm like, well, good luck with that, Nick.
Yeah.
That's not exactly how I said it.
It's like, I'd be like, well, you wanted it. I didn't want it, this baby. I'm like, damn, you're already like having, you know, issues in your marriage because you didn't want this baby.
I think the exact words Nick said was, I'm the man. That's never happening.
Yeah. No, I think you're confusing me with Matt.
Anyway.
No, it's just like, especially that diaper in particular. That's what triggered it. Because, like, you know, you have Zach up at the window just, like, pooting. And you're like, do you need to go to the potty? No, I'm already pooping, Daddy. You know, and then and all he's eating is French fries the last 2-3 days. And so then you just – it's one of those just god-awful poops. As soon as the seal is broken on the diaper, it's just like, oh!
I can tell you, this kid has always been lethal.
If you are lucky enough to be able to breastfeed your kid, the breastfed poops aren't bad. They actually don't really smell.
No.
So you get used to changing the diapers with the breastfed poops, and then once you have the real food, that's when it gets real. And it gets nasty.
I'll never forget the shock and awe of the initial black tar poops.
Oh yes, the merconium.
Yes. Like when your child is first born, it's the merconium, which is the contents of the infant's stomach. I believe. Is that pretty much what it is?
Well, yeah, because I think it's basically kind of whatever they ingested in the womb. So yeah. the amniotic fluid, all that kind of stuff.
It shoots out like a rocket of black tar. Doing here?
But I changed Zach's first diaper because I never changed a diaper before. So I was like, I gotta get this down. So I was like, I'll change the first diaper. And so it was his merconium poop. So I changed the diaper, and then he keeps pooping. And I was like, and he just didn't stop pooping the merconium. And I wiped and I got it all out and it kept coming out. And I was like, what is going on? It's not supposed to be that big for the first one.
What you should have done is got an ice cream cone.
It was like a soft serve.
Made a swirl.
Like a soft serve of like black tar poop.
Colleen, I got you a present.
My son set proper expectations for the rest of our, you know, diaper changing years, because it was just like, I'm running out of wipes. What am I going to do?
It's a new Ben and Jerry flavor. the worst one is, though, and I've said this 1,000 times, is when you're sleeping 3 o'clock, and it's always when you're asleep, the baby wakes you up crying. You're okay. It's probably hungry. You go to the crib and they've got crap all the way up their back, all through the diapers, all over the thing. You're like going, it's never like 5 in the evening when you're, you know, it's always when you're sleeping. You go, oh my God, and they're screaming. You have to wipe them. So they're screaming. The bed's a mess.
The poop has molded to their butt cheek and crack. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You kind of have to, leave the wipe on the skin to kind of soften it up enough so that you can actually
In their hair. And it's just like, it's just like, oh my God.
I'm lucky enough that Zach, especially when he was breastfed, poop exploded every single time, but he doesn't really poop in the middle of the night. So I never, knock on wood,
poops all the time. How is that never happened?
But like his clock is just right to where he doesn't poop during the nighttime. So
he's a poop machine. I'm telling
you. He is. It's nonstop.
It's because I don't change his diaper a lot. His Gigi always wants to do it, but when I change his diaper,
Gigi wants to do it.
So he thinks it's funny. So he's goofing around when I'm trying to change it. I go, Zach, I got his legs up like this. He can't move. Like when I was in the hotel, and I was like, oh my God, it's everywhere. I didn't want to get on the floor. And he thinks it's funny. He thinks it's a game.
And well, you want to know why? Because who's played with him every single time he's getting a diaper change? You.
Maybe
you play with
maybe, him. Maybe, maybe, maybe.
But in Zach's defense, he's eating all the time. Yeah, every picture I see that Jay or Colleen puts up is either that kid with a ear to ear grin or he's got something in his hand going into his mouth.
Oh, he's an eater.
Yeah.
He is an eater. There's no question. But he's got a lot of energy too, so he burns off a lot of energy.
You got me getting nostalgic. I was just looking at finding pictures of my daughter when she's a newborn, and there's a great one of her just flat out pissing all over me as I hold on to her.
Nice.
You can see my shirt is just soaked with pee.
Well, because they
and I don't know what to do. I'm like, hey, you're funny, kid.
You're lucky I made you and love you.
Yeah.
But there is with boys, like they'll pee on you and they'll get you in the face.
Oh yeah,
they'll so at least little girls, they just pee straight out. Generally, they can't, you know, they don't have the upward trajectory with the pee.
I don't think
that's why you have the hand for the block.
No, so what we usually, there's the PPTPs where the there's little, you put it little teepee on the peepee. But the problem with the PPTP is if the kid's got a good enough pee going, it'll like spurt up a little rocket and it'll like blow it off.
The bottle rocket.
Basically,
one small step for man.
So we just switched to having like a rag there and just like putting it over it.
That's what we always did. We just did a rag. It's easy.
Anyway, enough Nick, about this so little baby this, talk.
Yeah. Nick, after this, how many kids are you going to have now, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's because, you know.
He has to want to stick around with a girl long enough to actually marry her.
I've said that for a long time. It's strange because all you guys got married fairly early and had kids fairly early. And I think in my mind when I was young, you think that like, oh, I'm going to get married, I'll have two kids or three kids or whatever. And then the older I get, the less I want kids. It's like now I'm kind of at the moment, it's like, I can have one, just one. I'm good. Yeah. You know? But it's, you know, it's not always up to me, but still it's just like, okay, I can deal with one.
They're amazing.
I will say having one is one. It's two against one in terms of parents to kid, but it would be nice to have another one so that Zach has somebody to play with, because when you only have one, you are that kid's playmate for at all times.
That is so, one knock on Zach is he has to have entertainment.
And when he was with his cousin in San Diego, I was like, this is like the most relaxed, easy time I've had with Zach ever, because he's just playing with his cousin the whole time. Like, this is perfect.
Because I was leaving, he blew me off.
Whatever, so,
Grandpa. I got friends.
It is funny how cold Zach can be. It's like, you know, he loves you while you're there, but as soon as you leave, it's like you're dead to me. Just go. Stayed your hour. Just go.
He hates goodbyes, and yeah, he does kind of like, nope. I can't afford to feel the feels right now.
Nope, I'm done.
and then once the person leaves, like, he gets really sad. It's like, Nick, when you left, he's like, Nikki's gone.
Oh, did he? Okay. Yeah.
What about when
Nikki went home? He's like, but
what about when Papa left?
He does the same thing for you, Papa.
All right, that's
it's not a competition.
It is a competition.
But I think he likes Nick better. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I wondered if he kept up with the corn thing. Because that was something I did with my youngest nephew, is that he had like the really big fat rolls like all babies do on their arms. And my sister kind of started like, don't you just want to eat his arms, you know, because of the fat? And I'm like, you know, because everybody has those thoughts. And Zach.
Okay, all right, okay. I've never had the thought of eating a child.
No, but he's really? Like, oh, I'm just going to eat you up. I remember, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you're like, oh, I just want to eat you. You look so cute, you know. And Zach had bit me, or not, he was trying to bite my arm, you know, and like, cause he does that. And so I said, I'm going to eat your corn. Cause I just, out of second nature of me with my nephew, and he went, what corn? I said, you see your corn right there on your arm? So I started eating like an ear of corn. And then he just stuck with him for like the rest of the whole time. So every time he see me, he's like, eat my corn. And I wondered if he'd be like, say that to mom, to Colleen. You're like, mommy, eat my corn. Yeah, I'm sure he just
went. Well, no, actually, yesterday he had a bit of a serial killer's twist where he comes up to me and he just goes, chop, chop. I chopped off your arm, daddy. I'm like, whoa. Where did the chop, chop thing come from? Where did you learn that from? He's like, chop, chop, you have no arm now, daddy. I'm like, jeez. All right, I guess I'm sans arm. And he's like, and he started chopping off my other arm. I was like, now I have no arms.
You sent him to school. That's problem.
But it's, again, it's just, and then Colin's just like, I guess this is what having boys is like. I was like, yeah, it's fine. Because she was shocked he was doing the, you know, the playing guns and stuff. I was like, ah, it's something, I don't know. I always did as a little kid. It's just something you do. Like, you just play laser guns, whatever. Cops and robbers.
So, talking about the glories of parenthood. So, I'm at my bagel shop the other day, and we've been going there for years. I did have a coffee and I had a bagel as well. We've been going there for years and it's like our favorite place. And we probably have put all the girls who've worked there through college twice.
Same but, as a strip club.
So and my daughter is a big, she's a big hit at this place. Like everybody knows her. Like she goes behind the counter and hangs out and plays and the whole nine. And the place was jam packed. And like when, as you know, Jay, when kids get excited and they're comfortable in their surroundings, they get loud.
Yes.
So she's behind the counter and she's talking, she was looking at like a pictures of one of the girls recently had a baby. And she, from behind the counter, she yells out, she's like, "Daddy, how do babies get inside their mama's bellies?" And I'm like, and it was funny because it was like a record scratch. This super busy, like probably 30 people in the bagel shop. It was like,
"Yes, like, Daddy, how does that happen?"
Let's hear him explain this one.
Strong coffee.
I'm like, I don't know. We'll talk about that later. It's already starting, though. It's
you nuts. Didn't inform her?
No. Well, because actually we had a baby center update saying that even now, like at Zach's current age, they might start asking about, you know, how babies are. I was like, that three's way too young. Why are they asking about that?
Don't need to talk about it yet.
You used to do it.
You guys should watch this. It's a movie that came out maybe a year and a half ago called Captain Fantastic with Viggo Mortensen. He got nominated for an Oscar for it, and it's a really interesting movie because he's a hippie. And he raises his kids out in the woods by themselves, and he teaches them all about nature. But he's that way. Like he basically, if the kid has a question, he gives them the answer. And when he finally has to take them into the real world, they're extremely smart kids, but they don't have that filter of, you know, things not to say and things to say. And like when they go visit like his cousin or his sister or something like that, you know, they're like, "What happened to your mom?" You know, and then like the kids are like, "Oh, she has stage four, blah 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 blah." You know, like, and they're like, "Don't say that in front of our kids. You'll freak them out about death." And they're like, and the dad's like, "Why? It's a natural part of life." You know, like it's a really interesting movie if you haven't seen it.
We try to be as actual, like just answer it in literal terms. So like he knows it's a penis and a vagina. He was like, "You have a vagina. You have a vagina."
Yeah.
"And daddy has a penis." I'm like, "I do, son."
Damn and goes, right.
And then he goes, "I have a little penis."
Oh, funny.
There's a like father like son joke to be had here.
Somewhere. Yeah, exactly. you should have got like an audio recording of that, you know, so like in 20 That's years right. you can play it back. Like, "I have a little penis."
I thought you were gonna say, "Jay, you mean it doesn't get any bigger?" That's what it is.
Anyways,
boy, like you could put that in, like, you know, when he gets married or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And like video clips of them growing up, you know, like all of a sudden, like, "Here's an audio clip of Zach. I have a little penis." Like,
or say he eventually becomes a co-host on this show. I just have it on the soundboard.
Yes. Anytime he says something you don't like.
Yeah. I have a little penis.
LP and NC. That might be the episode title.
Lil P.
Lil P and NC. Nick, write that down. So what do you guys have going on for the rest of this week? We're recording this a little bit early because of me being a pain in the ass. Sorry.
No, but, it's fine.
I'm heading up to Maine potentially to I don't think I'm gonna do it.
Are you gonna get some lobster?
Yes, absolutely. So my wife and daughter have actually been up in Maine. Her family has over the past, you know, 30 years rented out the same group of cabins in this area up in Pemaquid Point, Maine. Wait.
Weren't you just gone for like
2 weeks in like
two weeks.
So I took three days off this week.
How many pictures are we going to get with you drinking Corona Light?
Not many.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Maine. Yeah.
It's Maine.
It's not the warm beaches of Massachusetts. It's Maine.
It's in fairness, it's 85 degrees and sunny there right now. But it's definitely not the same atmosphere as I was holed up on a beach for 2 weeks. But no, I actually took off 3 days for this, including Friday, because I'm only going up there for like a day and a half because we're coming back on Friday. I've got tickets to see Coldplay at Gillette Stadium on Friday evening.
So how many vacation days do you get per year?
I'm up to a lot now.
If you're 5 years or 3 weeks.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm closing on 7 years now, so I've got some vacation time. So like I took that 2 week vacation. I still have 95 hours of vacation left.
Wow.
You're at 7 years at the Orchid or Stand?
Not Orchid, yeah. Stand,
but yeah, so at Apple I hit my 5 year and I was like, oh, finally get the 3 weeks, and then I left. I was like, oh man. But then like Google started at 3 weeks. So I was like, oh, perfect, sweet.
Nice. Yeah, they actually my company or the state, in the combination of the company and the state, my vacation hours now roll over without any trouble. So I can have
Oh wait, so they don't have the 274 hour cap?
Oh, you know what? Maybe they have to. I have no way I've ever gotten that high.
Yeah, because I know, and most people have a cap. I know Apple's was like 275 hours or something like that.
That's still pretty good. Like mine's like 120 or something like that, the cap.
Yeah, work for a Silicon Valley company if you want like sweet benefits that are ridiculous.
I was going to say, I never take like sick. I mean, I'll take a couple of days here and there to do things and long weekends or whatever, but like that vacation I took earlier in July, I've never in my life have I taken a 2 week vacation. Even my honeymoon was a 10-day trip, and it was amazing. So I think I'm just gonna, that's all I'm gonna do from now on, just take 2 week vacations. But yeah, so I requested a couple days off plus the concert a long time ago. So I'm going to a concert on Friday night, and then I've got another concert. Not next weekend, but the weekend after. Or is it next weekend? I can't remember. Yeah, it's next weekend. I'm going to go see My Morning Jacket.
That'd be nice.
Jim Zane is third great time. Voices. Yeah, you guys might remember last year I went to Red Rocks to see them.
That's right, you did. That's an amazing show.
And so they're playing an outdoor festival out in the like deep Western Mass, almost in the New York State. So I'm going to Airbnb for the weekend. I'm going to go out there and be all concerted up in the hippies and with all the hippies in the boondocks of Massachusetts. Should be fun.
Beautiful. Yeah, I wish. I know Nick's going to see Fleet Foxes.
Oh yeah.
And I'm still like, man, I should just fly out and go to that show. But I have a toy show that we can sound like I can go.
Oh, okay.
But I really want to go because I'll be in San Diego the week before.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'll find a bagel.
You have a toy show this weekend?
No. It's like September 20. When is that concert, Nick?
It's the next Saturday or Friday. Let me look it up real quick.
I'm also seeing John Mayer this month.
Oh, that DB?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of his.
The 23rd of September.
He's an incredible guitarist.
Well, he's very good. Well, I mean, he's kind of a Stevie Ray Vaughan ripoff, but still, yeah,
I'm fine with that.
My toy show is the 23rd and 24th.
Yeah, but it's like Derek Trucks, you know, like saying, like comparing him to Greg Allman. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, I John Mayer is great. I'm not going to take anything away from him, but he is just basically the reincarnation of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Yeah. And Stevie Ray Vaughan's basically just kind of a more bluesy Jimi Hendrix.
Right.
And Jimi Hendrix is just basically a more pot-headed version of Albert King.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, Albert King's just basically.
Yeah. It all goes back to Robert Johnson.
You know who just announced? I have this sweet app. It's called Band Is In Town, and it's an app for your phone, and it also has an extension on your watch. What it does is it scans your entire iTunes library. That you have stored locally in your phone and all the things you like in iTunes. And what it does is it gives you up to the moment updates of when the bands who you've highlighted are playing, which is totally cool. And I actually just got a notification this afternoon that Sidewalk Driver is actually playing in Boston or just outside of Boston.
Did you say Bands In Town?
Band is in town. Yeah,
yeah, I've got that one too. Yeah, well, that's good. The only thing you have to be tricky about is if you're like me who removes the before each band, because I like having them in alphabetical order, and then is that if you do that auto load, you have to remember to search those that actually have a in front.
Let the technology do the work, friend. Come on.
No, it does, because like I forget which band it was. I was like, how come I don't get any concentration for this band? It's because I had them just as like Beatles instead of the Beatles, you know. So I have to look it up as and put
it.
Well,
if you put it, if it's in iTunes, it does like beat the Beatles will be in B.
Right. Is this like all ripped things you put in there that are not in iTunes?
Right. It's stuff that I, because I bought God knows how much music in CDs, you know, back in the day. And so it's all just ripped from CDs back from the early 2000s. Because, I mean, I've got a crap ton of music.
LimeWire?
Yeah, it's all from Napster.
Because I was more of a Kazaa guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyways. Oh,
did we?
I was going to say, speaking of music, there is a documentary, a three-part documentary on HBO called The Defiant Ones. Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre. Highly recommend it. It's a really good like three-part. It's like about, they're each about an hour long. I watched the first one by myself when Colleen was doing a broadcast, and then she kind of came through the middle of the second one. She's like, this is awesome. And then we went back and watched it again. But
nice.
Really, really good. It kind of goes through their beginnings to like the Apple deal with acquiring Beats. Highly recommend it. I met Jimmy Iovine when I went to Apple campus 3 or 2 years ago.
So,
who? That's Ivy? Awesome. No, that's he's like brilliant.
I'm an Apple.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
That's fine. I don't drink the Kool-Aid anymore, like some people.
Yeah. Beats are the greatest headphones ever at 200% markup.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. That Apple stock is how I bought my house, so I'm not gonna.
I'm
not gonna hate on it too much. But anyway,
are we still gonna do the verses? Yeah.
Oh crap! That's right. Oh god!
It just hit me.
I forgot about that. But we don't have any questions, right? So we're still okay on time.
Yeah.
All right. So today's verses. We chose it on our live hangouts for any of our $15 a month and more patrons.
They got to witness the magic live.
Yeah, they did. Or you can go back if you missed it, any of our $15 and more patrons. You can go watch it after the fact. But actually, all of us were there. So it was basically kind of like a bonus Ramblecast. So again, thank you to all of our $15 patrons. So you can go listen to it now after this one. So anyways, we chose to go for, most iconic TV or movie vehicles for this week's verses. And
I thought we said car.
Car. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Car.
We did say car.
You're right.
Because that was opening the door to every plane.
Yeah, to the Enterprise and Millennium Falcon.
Right. Yeah.
So, yes. So
Apollo 13 ship.
Yeah, that would be the ET of the four of these.
It's a capsule.
Yes, yeah, so I didn't really.
No, that's what the scientists called it.
Yeah, that's right. That is not a capsule, sir.
Sir.
Yeah.
Because the pilots always called it. What
do they call it?
Ship, I thought, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't know what they called it. I don't know. It's been a while.
So this one opens up a lot of different options for like iconic movie vehicles. And TV.
And we know ahead of time we only get four picks. We are going to leave one out that people go, how did you not pick this one?
Of course. But I think it should at least, if we've all picked well, I mean, Chris is probably going to pick wrong again. But but Jack will somehow end up third or fourth.
So I'm gonna pick the President's Limo from The West Wing because
it's number two.
It did do a nice turn back to the hospital.
I wonder if anybody will pander to our big loss base and go for the Dharma van.
I actually have it written down as one of them. Yeah. Lost 1968 Volkswagen T2A.
Now, Nick's ready for the easy votes.
Can we pick a van? Because if you go to a van, you go truck.
Sure, I think any four wheeled,
yeah,
or it could be a motorcycle too, like an actual wheeled You think, transport vehicle.
You think Simon and Simon Jack with the wagon?
The original car he had was better than the Camaro.
But anyway, so this is this week's. We haven't had a Versus in like a month, so this is exciting. Let me get the dice ready.
I know I'm excited. Well, I won the unofficial Versus.
Doesn't count. Doesn't matter. It is not in the official record books as being a Versus that matters.
Let me get
the dice ready here. And really, this is the dice is kind of the most dangerous part, unless you get the first pick and you're Chris.
if I was Chris, I would say, you know what? I'll go last every time.
I'm gonna trade my first round pick for 3 4th round picks.
Yeah. It works for Belichick all the time. He's constantly trading his first round.
It's true.
He still wins. So trade.
Hey, did you see Belichick was throwing pads at Tom Brady's face today? It was awesome.
All right. So who wants to roll the dice first? It's been so long that I don't know the order. So who wants to roll first?
I'll tickle the dice.
You'll tickle the dice? Okay, here we go. A 2.
Yes! Solid 2.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Jay, you're next.
You want me to go next? Okay. Yeah.
What is it?
Speak, 5?
5.
Okay. All right. Who wants 3. To go next?
I'll go 3. It's the magic number.
Okay.
2.
All right. So, Jack, you ready?
Yes.
3. So I have first pick. Jack has second pick. Now it's to see who gets 3 and who gets 4. Boston, you will go again. 5.
It looks like I'm pulling 4th.
All right. And Nick.
Didn't do it again. Did it again. Didn't move.
Can't
6.
6. Oh, my God.
Boston is last.
All right, so that means the order of picking is I have first pick. That's actually, I don't like first pick. I like kind of trying to get the best one. Jack has second pick. Nick, you have third pick. And Boston, you have the last pick of the draft.
You want to trade picks?
But what will you give me, you know, beyond for the second pick?
Yeah.
Like, you have to give me something better than just the second pick. You have to give me, like,
a little something for the effort.
I'll personally vote for your.
See, we can't vote.
Can't vote.
I tried.
Like you can take. I'll trade you my first round pick for your second round, if you only campaign for my pick. You can't campaign for your pick.
I'll stick with the second pick.
That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, so basically you just can't campaign for it. If it's a good enough pick, you wouldn't have to campaign for it. But anyways.
I don't know. I've had bacon.
All right. Nope. So when we announce our pick, that's when we talk about why we think it should win, why it should get your vote on the Versus. That'll be the first round. Then we'll have another round where each person can say why the other pick is a stupid pick. Is everybody okay with that? So 2 rounds. First round is when you're saying your pick and why it's awesome. And then the second round is when we all crap on each other's other pick.
Right. First round, okay? First round, you just pick.
Pick and say why you think it's the right pick.
And then you can crap on it later. Okay.
And then we'll do another round of crapping on the other picks.
All right.
Okay. Everybody cool with that?
So you're going to pick the Ghostbuster?
So I've thought about this long and hard.
The 1959 Cadillac Miller Meteor.
While Ghostbusters is my favorite movie of all time.
And, Howard.
And while Howard. I do love that car.
I'm going for the win.
There is a car that I have loved more.
It's a 1982 DeLorean DMC.
And I've always wanted this car. Like, it's still my dream. Colleen knows it's still on there of things that I would like to obtain one day. And that is the 1982 DMC DeLorean motor car as the time machine from the Back to the Future trilogy.
You can still get them pretty cheap.
Yeah, they're not that expensive. But again, they're not, it's not a car I'd probably be able to use that often. They kind of always break down.
Yeah, they break down. They have a really weak motor in them. They're
slow.
Yeah. Yeah,
but God, they look cool.
Had to try to keep the business afloat by selling cocaine.
But it's just there's just something about the gullwing doors. Just the design of it just looks so cool. And then the way that Doc Brown kind of kitbashed it to be this time machine. There's just something about that design that's just so cool. And I think speaks to so many kids. Like, so my son, he has a Back to the Future T-shirt. He hasn't even seen the movie. But he saw the shirt at Target, and he's like, I want that shirt. I'm like, yes, you can have that shirt. And he loves the Back to the Future DeLorean time machine. There's just something timeless hot about that design and that car that just makes it still cool to this day. And the 80s had a lot of really boring cars, but the DeLorean stands out as one of the best cars of the 80s. And I think the DeLorean time machine from the Back to the Future trilogy it's hard to argue against it as one of the best, if not the best, film or TV car. So that's my pick, the Back to the Future time machine. All right, Jack, you have pick number two.
That would have been my pick. But now that I know I can pick something other than a car, I was leaning heavily towards the Batmobile.
How do you not pick the 66 Batmobile? I thought that was going to be yours. No?
That was my first thing I wrote down was the Batmobile. But then I said, okay, then you got the other, you got the Dark Knight version of the Bat. Would that, if someone pick, could someone squeeze me out? Could they purposely squeeze me out by picking another Batmobile?
So but could we all agree that the 66 one, if you're thinking them, well, 66 or maybe 89.
Yeah, the 89, because that's an Impala chassis. It's a pretty cool car, too. And then even the one from Batman Begins is pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's a Lamborghini.
Yeah,
I thought about Knight Rider. I thought about the Ghostbuster thing. But when Nick brought up Dharmavan, I gotta go with that.
Cheap.
Oh God.
Because who wouldn't want that van? the guy that won the van. You guys saw it. Thing was amazing. It brings back Chris already said his favorite show of all time is Lost. So every time you see a van like that, what do you think of, Chris?
You think of
your favorite TV show, a show that has launched thousands of friendships around the world. Arguably, Lost could be. I saw people on Facebook this weekend who live in Canada, Kentucky, Florida, traveling along, and how did they meet? Because of Lost and the Dharma van. So I'm gonna take the van.
It's a bit of a stretch, but okay.
I'm gonna take the vehicle that has brought the world closer together, that could almost have world peace if everybody would get behind the Dharma van. So I'm
on
going
the road to Shambhala.
And that song, who would have cared? But then you think of that song. What do you think of?
I think Lost. That's true.
Dharma van. So I got to go with the Dharma van because in your hearts, people. In your heart, Back to the Future, good movie, great movie, cool thing. But that what brought you to this podcast that you're listening to right now? Lost.
Funny side story, which is has a interesting tangent from that. I actually had a customer pay for something in the day with a global cash card.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jack, that's your second round pick.
Yeah, I'm going.
Or your second pick.
Got to go draft. With the Dharma van.
Okay. All right. I mean, we'll crap on each other's picks the second round.
And what a pleasant episode, too.
All right. Enough of your pandering to the Lost fans. All right. Nick, you have the third pick.
All right. I know you guys wanted me to pick a certain TV show's car because why should I be stereotypical? But against my better instincts, I'm not going to pick that car.
Ooh. Coward.
I'm going to go instead with the car that really started it all. The car that made cars iconic within movies, within TV shows. Without this movie, which, made cars cool, I'm going to go with the 1963 Aston Martin DB5 from Goldfinger.
Nice.
That's a good car.
That's a good pick.
Which is a classic car. People to this day still drool over it. Without that car in Goldfinger, you don't have so many other movies that make the car the focus of the film.
Yep.
Yeah, I've gone with that logic several times. never works.
Hey, no crapping on the picks. This is Nick's chance.
That was on my list.
Okay. So Nick, is that all you want to say? Simple enough.
That's all I need.
The Aston Martin. Is it?
It's fine.
It's the DB6.
It's the DB5, I think.
DB5. Okay.
So when they're driving along, does it play "Just the Good Old Boys"?
That was my other choice.
All right. The pinnacle of Bond cars, and there's been a billion amazing Bond cars, the DB5.
So can we just go ahead and make Chris pick for him E.T.'s bike?
That would be Elliot's bike. Thank you very much. All right.
E.T.'s basket.
So I'm going to do a dramatic reading of the introduction of my car.
Oh, Knight Rider?
And here we go. It says, "Dad, this is not the car you ordered."
Oh.
"Settle down, Russ. Let me handle this. Ed, this is not the car I ordered. I distinctly ordered the Antarctic Blue Super Sports Wagon with the CB and optional Rally Fun Pack." "You didn't order the Metallic P? Metallic P? Wait a minute. I'll get to the bottom of this. We'll find your car. Davenport! I present to you the Griswold 1983 Wagon Queen Family Truckster." Yes, that is the Griswold family's, the National Lampoon's Family Vacation Griswold Family Truckster, which has infamously graced us with its presence on on the Griswold Family Vacations. That is one of the best wood-sided vehicles I have ever seen. And you might remember in some of your childhoods being able to sit in the way, way back. There's actually a movie called The Way, Way Back, or The Way Back with Stephen Carell. Sure. But great movie with Allison Janney Elson and CJ Craig from The West Wing. But in the way back of the Griswold Family Truckster, the seats didn't only face the back of the road. They actually faced each other. So it was like this luxurious back seat of a car. But as you know, the adventures the Griswold family had gone on all the way to Wally World in that vehicle, it got them from point A to party. And let me tell you how beautiful that Woodside Truckster was. So yeah, my pick of cars is the 1983 Wagon Queen Family Truckster.
All right. So those are our picks. Now we'll go in the same order to say why everybody else's pick is a bad pick. So first, I'm going to start with Jack. Just a way to pander to the Lost fans, just trying to get an easy vote to all the Lost fans. I mean, Lost is a great show, amazing show. And the Dartmouth van is a great van. But actually, talking about a car, if we're talking about cars beating other cars, it's actually a reference. The blue Dharma van is a reference to the terrorist van from Back to the Future. It's the same car. It's the blue.
They found me, Marty. I don't know how, but
they found me. Run for it, Marty!
The terrorists were.
This is my. You have your floor next, Jack. That car, that van couldn't even come up to snuff to the DeLorean, which is a slow car. It made it to 88 miles per hour. It crashed into the little photo hut, which they even have photo huts anymore. There is the nostalgia there, but don't try and tell me that your love of Loss and the entirety of the show that made that show great was the Dharma van, because it wasn't. Let's go on to Nick's. The DB5, beautiful car, it's hard to argue. It's one of the most iconic movie vehicles of all time. But you know, it's whenever you go back to those old Bond films, I think of all the chauvinism and just the womanizing that's going on, and just we live in a post in a world where women should be treated better. And really, that's why I can't in good conscience support the choice of the James Bond DB5. And then last, and definitely least is the truckster. While it is an iconic movie car,
thank you for defining it as the exactly what we're supposed to be choosing, an iconic movie car. Thank you, Jason.
It is.
Jason.
I think
I just called you Jason.
Four.
I don't know why.
You know, but it was almost like the car was so horrible. That's what added to the comedy. I don't know how you can even put it in the same category as the DeLorean or as the DB5. It's still better than the Dharma van, but still. It's just I think it doesn't even come close to the level, the status of some of the other picks on this list. So that's my thoughts. Jack, you now have the floor.
Yeah, you know, Jay mentioned terrorist. remember when you were watching Lost and the Dharma van and the Dharma van came on? You said you didn't have to worry about terrorists. You were so focused on a fantastic show, a show that has brought the world, made the world smaller because. We have friends all across. Jay, do we have friends all over the world now? Yes or no? Yes or no question? Just a yes or no question.
Yes.
Okay. And so you didn't have to worry about terrorists. You worried about you were involved with this great, fantastic show and this van.
Jack, hold on. Time out.
No. You had your time.
No, but
this
is supposed to be criticizing other people's picks, not. Again, no, talking about how awesome yours are, you have to talk about the other people's picks. These are the rules, Jack. You have to talk about the other people's picks, not
moderator,
how great yours is.
Do I not get to rebuttal?
You have to spew towards me. On the other people's picks. Crap on the other people's picks.
All right. So
if you can highlight yours by crapping on others, that's fine. But it has to be about the other picks.
You know, in Back to the Future, when it was all about terrorists. And violence, and it just everything was wrong in the world. You know, yeah, you could go with that car. You can go with the DeLorean who kept his company afloat by selling drugs to kids. All right? He's selling drugs. You're going to vote for a car that was funded by drugs. That's all I'm going to say about the DeLorean.
Did you hear a cat?
Yeah, you did.
Aston Martin. I really can't bash the Aston Martin, but it's not a Dharma van. And the family truckster, he said how cool it was to have the seats facing each other in the back. Yeah, that's what I want to do is sit for 8 hours in a car looking at my sisters. Yeah. So I'll put a pass on that one. Plus, it carried a dead body. It dragged a dog to its death.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Ooh.
I mean,
it all the dog lovers out there.
Ooh. Yeah, it killed the dog, man. So anyway, that's, you know.
Again, all right. So that's
I live in a happy world, not a sad world like the other three people.
All right. So Jack, thank you for your thoughts there. Nick, it is your turn.
I have to concur with Jack here. Like, why would you support the DeLorean? Because it's a rust box. It's stainless steel, just crappy engine, no original design. It was terrible. And how did Doc make his money? By making bombs for terrorists. You know what car stopped terrorists? It was the James Bond DB5. And then the Dharma van. Come on. It's just it's a Volkswagen. Have you ever driven a Volkswagen, people? The engine is basically a little two-cylinder. I mean, it's a lawnmower. Okay? It doesn't go. You know, they flipped it over. I mean, they abandoned the van on the island, if you remember. And then they had to push it because the thing wouldn't start. It's a clunker. It's a lemon. Don't vote for the lemon. And then let's get to the wagon.
Well, it did kill a bad guy.
Yeah. And let's get to the wagon. I mean, come on. It's a joke in the film. And I'm betting it's probably going to be a joke in this poll.
I mean, that's good. I would close on that, Nick, because I think it's better than that line. That's pretty good.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the DeLorean. Okay, the DeLorean was a car that was constructed out of food-grade aluminum. Or stainless steel, rather. Stainless steel. Like, it's literally the same material that they have in, like, kitchen counters and restaurants and or your beer kegs, right? And did you know that the prescribed method of cleaning the DeLorean, as described by the DeLorean Motor Company, was to take a Brillo scouring pad and scrub it after dousing the vehicle with gasoline? I'm not making this up.
I don't know.
Look it up.
Do we have a fact checker here?
Look it up. DeLorean suggested that utilizing gasoline in a Brillo pad to remove things like, oh, I don't know, fingerprints. You know, you're going to get fingerprints all over that thing. You're going to get bugs all over your car, splattered all over the side. The only way to clean it is with a freaking Brillo pad and high octane gasoline. Not very
and
safe.
That's bad for the environment, too.
It's totally bad for the environment. And speaking of being bad for the environment, Jack, let me tell you something. A wise man once said, you should never judge somebody upon the mistakes of their father. However,
all right, Danny.
You absolutely should judge the father about the mistakes of their son. And that's what I'm talking about with Volkswagen. Volkswagen has actually found a way to have 11 million of their vehicles cheat emissions tests. And they got caught. And what has happened? Multi-million dollars worth of lawsuits against Volkswagen and their non-ethical way of creating and innovating the automobile. So your microbus or the Dharma bus can go to hell.
All right, all right.
DB85. I got nothing on that. Exactly. That's a pretty good pick.
That's why you should vote for the bottom car.
All right. So there we go. There's our final thoughts. Fact checking for the DMC. The best advice to keep stainless steel in good condition is to keep your drawing clean and avoid using metal abrasives when rubbing out scuff marks. So that I think that's fake news there.
Wait,
Brillo pad.
Why are you getting extra time?
Because I'm fact checking. I'm not saying it's
you're fact checking. Well, you made it to your benefit.
I'm fact checking everything everybody said. It's okay. It's all right.
That should disqualify Jake.
I'm the host of the show.
Jay, hold on 1 second, Jay. I'm sorry. If you're gonna fact check, I am gonna fact check.
I'm showing you the from DMCnews.com. It's on there.
Okay. Hang on 1 second, because I literally have the owner's manual to the effing DeLorean. And I'm showing you right here.
When I Googled it, the Google that comes up.
If for those you
showing it to the people in the thing.
For those of you playing at home, I will post this in the comments. If you have the DeLorean manual, please turn to page 18, which is titled Maintenance. And it says stainless steel panels and exterior trim washing. Wash panels with warm water in a low suds detergent. Stains of tar or grease may be removed with gasoline or white mineral spirits.
It doesn't say a Brillo pad.
That would scratch it, technically.
So I don't know. We got the Brillo
pad. Clean your car with gasoline.
Okay. Also, I'm actually disappointed now that nobody actually used the fact that Hitler founded Volkswagen. In this, we had it. We had a way to just compare it to Hitler, and we missed the mark there, guys.
You're just taking shots at. I mean,
I think it's great.
But your car was founded by a drug dealer.
Yeah, it's true. You got drug dealers or Nazis.
Sold drugs to kids.
And what car stopped both?
Well, you know what? He sold drugs to kids that are probably still around today.
Oh Lord. Okay. Well, so
unless they overdosed.
Well, he was let go because it was entrapment. So anywho, yeah. There it is.
Because he greased the palm of somebody.
We have our versus picks. They will be up on our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup.
I'm not going to post it until after the show's aired for a while.
For a while?
Just because sometimes I post it first and then everybody gets voting and they go, oh, I should have waited. So I'm going to wait.
Just post it when the show's put up.
What's the point of doing the debate if we're going to post it before the show's up?
Because people should be picking the good pick, which is my pick.
And they can always change their vote.
Yeah, exactly. You can change the vote. It's not locked
in stone. All right. I'll do that. Okay.
Because, I mean, everyone's going to vote for Bond.
Well, Chris is going
to quit trying to gerrymander the vote here, Jack, and just put it up there, okay?
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
All right, guys. Your favorite song. I think that is a good place to close out the return of all of us together after a lot of vacations between all of us.
Hey, Chris, are you on vacation next week or can you record?
Christy Brinkley liked the truckster. Just saying.
So did she like the truckster or did she like Chevy Chase? Which is worse in that situation?
Yes, I can record next week.
Pussy galore. Just saying.
Anywho.
Friends around the world. You know you're listening to this podcast for one reason, because of Lost.
I'm on the road to Shambhala.
No, not to mention they took an entire 45-minute episode trying to figure out how to get the goddamn thing started.
If I could have stolen that van, I would have.
So you're telling me you made a time machine out of a DeLorean?
All right.
How much cocaine did you have to sell to get it?
I mean, it was the 80s, and all fairness, like everybody was doing cocaine. So
poor kids hooked on crack.
It was cocaine.
Just remember the old lady when he gets back to 1955. Don't stop or we'll die! It's the same thing if you vote for the DeLorean.
All right. I want to thank people who make this show possible. Our patrons, this is all of our podcasts, our listeners supported. The majority of the funds that go to the hosting fees and going to all of our podcasters comes from you, the listeners. So we would not be able to do this without you. I want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Mailman, a.k.a. Mail Carrier. For contributing to the show. If you'd like to become a patron, go to jandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. Whether you contribute $1 up to a bajillion dollars, it all helps us, so thank you so much. But say maybe you can't contribute extra money to the show each month. Totally understand. There's other ways you can help us. If you shop on Amazon, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon. It'll look like the same Amazon that you're used to, but everything that you purchase, a small percentage of that sale goes into the Jane Jack production fold. It's a really easy, passive way to help support the show. That is it for this week's show. The Game of Thrones should be up any second now. This one will be up, and make sure you vote. Any other shows that we're doing this week?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
All right.
The pattern is full.
Next week, we'll have Game of Thrones again and more Ramblecast love. And we'll see you guys then. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.